The order at 7:33. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sandoval.
Here.
Trustee Simon Kelly.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Present.
Public comment tonight at the meeting of the whole.
Yes, sir. They're hearing it very good tonight, so please speak up.
Okay, on to Public Works Facility Capital Assets Engineering. Approval of the minutes from meeting of June 4th, 2012.
Second.
Motion by Sandoval, second by Levinsky. Questions, comments? Roll call.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Sandoval?
Yes.
Trustee Simon Kelly?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski?
Aye.
Trustee Clement?
Aye.
Motion carries. Now on to public works.
The motor fuel tax for last fiscal year, that is the resolution rectifying the objectives of $134,839 of what we believe was is over the goal for IDOT to approve again last fiscal year. The other piece of this is current fiscal year with a anticipated reimbursement request by our 68,256. That being part of an estimated cost, and yes, that you need to begin training on this July 25th, because there is learning that I need to understand that the situation of numbers. Steve helping me put these quantities together.
Okay, so this allows us, and we've done it other years, to get reimbursed for money that qualifies us under MFT for expenses for our staff and materials.
It's not reimbursement, it just allows us to spend money on items out of that fund. Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
They give us the money, we can spend it, we're done how much we're spending.
So that's just a clarification. So the MFT funds, the tax we collect or they collect?
State collects.
Questions on that? Move forward for approval. Okay. Paving plan recorder.
Road from
limits east and west of Valley Lake Road. That one's about a quarter mile length or 300 feet. And then Wild Spring Road, there's four specific intersections we're looking at with certain passes between Townley Road and somewhere about 20, about 120. So intersections are Newbridge Lane, West Providence Lane, Bradford Lane, and Concord Drive. And we were prepared to get documents to be brought to the yes, this construction season and get that done in this year.
We're just repaving the road, is that what we're doing?
Yes, we're repaving the road.
Just repaving the existing road.
Correct.
Oh, but above, and I grind it down, and that?
Oh, it's a grind overlay.
Okay.
We take off the surface and we put it down. We don't want to be building up the road right now. But it's not reconstructed as we're doing on Lakewood Terrace. Lakewood Terrace, we're digging out through the subgrade, putting down new bays.
From a priority level, is this street more new than any other?
This fiscal year or this construction year? The other?
Just in general, is this road immediate primarily up here? So we agree that from a priority standpoint, this road is the one that needs it next, over all others.
Which of the Nickerson or Wild Spring?
This particular project.
Nickerson, the money is not there to do it all in one spot. Here, the two worst areas are selected for Nickerson. We have two Wild Spring intersections. We have some congressional areas that will get work. So, Wild Spring work is just targeting those impressive areas. It's not a whole grind in any way of each intersection. So it'll look like a patchwork, but it'll be much more functional than making it. Wild Spring is the one of the roads that will be included in perhaps the program, not outside of the intersection. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so basically the intersections on Wild Spring are because we have the divots in the road at their intersection.
Yes.
So those you feel are priority at this juncture.
Yes.
And Nickerson, we all know, has a problem, so. Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure all in agreement on priority.
This is an aside, but you will see my crew tomorrow. Reconstructing about 50 feet of Nickerson eastbound, about 300 feet east of the elementary school, because we could not expand that far with the money available. So we're going to buy some time by dealing with one of the other areas.
Everybody okay to move that forward?
Yep.
Yep.
The stormwater structure installation, and you get a presentation.
I've got two exhibits I'll put up here, and briefly kind of explain a need and talk here briefly about how we take care of that. You know, if you have a digital photo that I'd like to show, that'll help explain why we have a problem. And hopefully to learn from the problem that it was embarrassing to have Lee County helping us with what we found. Mm-hmm.
high school ground, the main high school facility, their practice ball fields. The major part of the side of our village drains this way and northwesterly up to the Round Lake drain. Some of you may remember this map when we evaluated stormwater from a basin standpoint with the objective of getting to a regional detention basin. This work that I'll talk about plays an integral role in that. Round Lake drainage area 2, 3, and most of Round Lake drainage area 1, Railroad Track, 134, flows northerly, northwesterly into a pump station that's in the fans in a moment, giving you a photo of that. Discharge from that pump station goes a short distance southerly and then turn the 90 degree and became a mystery. How did that water get into this main 36-inch diameter line? Preceding me, we did televise this slightly shaded yellow line, knowing of the 36-inch diameter pipe, knowing there was a manhole, but no one went searching for the manhole. We did, in my watch, we found it. You'll see some photographs that exposed it, and it's now closure. And the high school principal person, Claire, and his staff have been directly involved with us in supporting our efforts every step of the way. We've set about to clean with Lake County Department of Public Works help and televise this line, hoping to find a manhole somewhere in there. I will show you in a moment what we found on the photographs. And we got, not only got halfway, the county with their jet rotting equipment and the televising. So let me dive in.
Can you kind of explain overall the hypothesis or the problem that you're trying to
solve? Thank you. Bottom line problem, I have no ability to clean this line in any practical manner. And over the years, absent access at the transition from the 18-inch diameter pipe to 36, is where a lot of sediment has been building up. We got, call it, reasonable velocity of water and sediment going through the 18-inch. It expands into the 36, velocity slows down, deposition. That's the lift station in west and front. Manhole there that we have access to. Round Lake drain, the 36-inch. Let me back up. Let me go forward and start again. That that's just, again, an accessible manhole, ground leg drain, and a 36-inch concrete pipe. We are uncovering the buried manhole and found it, raised it, and now have the county with their televising jet riding equipment. Should be a way to plot this. The jet rotter got stuck about halfway where that circle blue is and could not get the nozzle out, could not get the hose out. So the next day, we, the county, public works, and my staff working together went searching because that's about $1,200 nozzle. And this is the problem. And I definitely want to try and pause on this one. And I'll take help from anybody.
Press it up the bottom.
I'm sorry?
City, the arrow down the bottom of the slideshow. There's a pause on
it. I'm not seeing it.
But I'm quite happy to arrow it. Are you doing the drink?
Presumed blocks extending the
I said, me sitting my head down in one of those openings, unfortunately got a decent picture. That's pretty much the same, just a little closer. And in the fill-ins of that transitional area behind the block, I'd be closer. Closer to the pump station, the backfill was chunks of concrete. So the jet rod nozzle bored a hole underneath a chunk of concrete, went down, and that's where it lies.
So that's not a tree level.
Well, it will be when we put a manhole in. That by itself is not the reason for the manhole. And then when we acknowledged we could not retrieve county's nozzle, we cut the end of the hose, and that's where it stays. But given the criticality of this drainage system, again, picking up, I don't know, 120 acres of village, which is about 20% impervious, and offered today an opportunity for redevelopment, which will bring more impervious. Wherever we put a regional detention basin, whether it's Cedar Valley Park Pond or anywhere in the other locations looked at, this will remain a critical drainage system. Absolutely, we need the ability to keep this 36-inch clean and keep the 18 clean, so we need a manhole. My proposal is we, being my department, build the manhole. They have the technical expertise. It would be a whole job that we don't normally do, and I think it would therefore go a long way in boosting morale, enthusiasm by us building a manhole. Definitely doing it this summer while school is out of session. The manhole elevation, like the one I showed in the picture there, will be flush with the ground and have a cushion top on it. The school is not intending to use this ball field anymore. Nominally about $4,800 in material cost, about $1,400 equipment rental, a track hoe to quickly dig the holes. Our equipment, charging that, would be about $3,000. Pickups in the dump truck for Nominally and our backhoe will be in use. Charging our labor, estimated 4 crew members, 4 days straight, $2,800. About $10,000 for us. I believe we actually less expensive than the contractor because of markup on the material and would they be more efficient enough? Probably. I believe if we bid it out to go by contract, obviously there's some cost of putting a design together and some cost of bidding it out. A special project, clearly I'll keep track of our cost of each item and be happy to report back to the board. So that's the proposal. Definite need for a manhole there. And proposal to do it in now. If it's the board's pleasure, come back with actual quotes. We have talked to the only close by precast concrete company, the owner in Lake Zurich. We definitely want to use precast sections, not trying to build
not try and place a foundation, not try and wall up the manhole barrel, etc. So, please answer questions.
So this won't address the inherent problem of going from an 18 to a 36-inch. The change in diameters and the fact that you're losing all that pressure, this won't fix that, but it will allow you to access to get into cleaning more regularly.
That is correct.
And I understand it's on the high school's property, or our property at high school use?
It's on the high school property today. If there is a formal agreement for our utilities to be on their property, I'm not aware of that.
Anybody else know how that would work?
Not across to the school by no means, our utilities, their property, our utilities.
It's been there for who knows how long. That's, and then we haven't had any. There's no documentation in any agreements. Mm-hmm. We don't have any records. Nobody knows how they got there. I thought the old contractors, to see if they even know who put it in as well.
Go back to the days of handshake agreements.
Oh, all right.
It was not the school.
Okay, we'll end the conversation right now. So the school is in favor with moving forward?
I'm sorry?
The school is in favor with us doing this?
Yes. They, again, since they have no intention of using the ball field, this ball field, since there are manholes throughout the ball field area and cushions where there's active play, they're totally on board that this problem needs to be fixed. So
how does this problem manifest itself? How do we know if there would be a problem?
We did not know by any records how the 18 is, how the lift, the pump station discharge got from there to Round Lake Drain. Clearly there was supposition that it had to go in the direction of this buried manhole. As an aside, and then I'll put the back. This was fill material on full of the school drawing in to make the ball field. Should there have been better communication and documentation? Of course. I did put some dye in the pump station discharge and on the second pass found it coming this way. So I became very confident there wasn't a direct piping or suspecting there was another buried manhole therein with the county tell the jet on and tell on and lived happily ever after. Well, the happily ever after was that blocked transition.
So my original question is, what was the impact of having that pipe all filled? Was it flooding somewhere, or was it packing up? Was there any visible impact that the high school was experiencing?
No, but to carry more water associated with redevelopment, we clearly need a functional system. And let me say this. That redevelopment may drive upsizing this whole pumping and conveyance system. That's probably years off. So the inability to clean this 36-inch today because of the distance and the years to build up, in my judgment, the prudent thing to do is make this system maintainable for however many years it will then survive.
Let me add to that too. We were trying to map the system because we don't know what the lead drain inspection. We need to know. Also, we had that experience in the past where that pump is recycled. So when we do have high storm levels, the pump will be pumping back and on itself, essentially, because it doesn't want to get through there either. So are we having flooding? No, but we do see times when we have, you know, the big rains or, you know, larger storms or extended periods of, you know, sort of extremely low-lying area, that pump will just pump into itself because it's not getting downstream yet.
Got about a two-year project to determine where the pipes went. We had pipes up through the high school in the old portion. As part of Bachelor Woodman's study for the regional detention for the downtown area that they've been looking at, our road improvements and where that stormwater will go to.
Right.
And we kept making baby steps as far as finding where the pipes went, and I followed through with the local gap that we both didn't know. And now that we know the pipes were clogged, like Mark said, the lift station has been recycling during heavy storm events for as long as anybody can remember, so basically it shuts down. Knowing how the pipe was clogged, that if that pipe's cleaned, at least it will operate more efficiently and even if it will discharge a full amount that was designed.
Do we know if there's been any impact to those pumps?
We've had to rebuild one of the pumps. That was Suey's lift station on Cedar Lake. There's two pumps of equal capacity, and one was replaced. And the other one is holding its own, but Mark is absolutely right. This part of the 18 inch does not drain itself. The pumps will push the water into the, I'll call it sand hill, debris hill inside the 36. So gaining access, putting in a manhole, cleaning water goes in the 36, and that's going to be its own challenge. The county will help us with those disaster and jet water. My intention to be able to crawl through that 36 without getting wet before we put it back in the service. The pumps then will be able to work a lot easier to move water through the 18.
Right. So part of your estimate for time too is with the cleaning of the pipes?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it might be a one-day project, but it's going to be more for this.
So the other question is, okay, so assuming that last estimate is fairly accurate, 10,000, what budget would that come out of, or where would you get the money for that?
Yeah, it was obviously going to go budget. We only have 3,000 budgeted right now for some sort of maintenance. It would be just the general fund. Now, what impact it has, though, we're all going to know yet, obviously, but we're at 3, that could be 7 over.
And I do believe this early in the fiscal year, assuming not too many more surprises, I can within the general fund absorb this expenditure. Is it the board's desire to maybe go forward and purchase the material, skip the work and get on it, or bring back quotes for the precast concrete sections to the next board meeting?
We need to approve the expenditure?
You would need, yeah, but there's...
Regardless, so... If it's a pleasure, we could put it on the agenda. You can proceed with getting further numbers. So the board will be comfortable.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'd be happy to take anybody out there between now and the next meeting to walk in and talk in. Hopefully get you a more complete understanding of the camera and generally. Thank you.
Okay, special events, the hometown fest meeting, Tuesday, June 26th at 7. Administration, we've got discussion on commission compensation.
Chairperson for the ARC, Architecture Review Commission. When I first took the position on the board, on the commission, I didn't even have an idea that we were going to have received compensation. And it's never been a big part of why I have agreed to join. I don't think that the money that we get is in great shape or anything else like that, but I do think for the time that we do put into it that the majority of us, in fact, everyone that I've talked to has agreed that they feel that the compensation should continue. We do, some of our meetings are short, some are very long. We do take it seriously. When the patents come out, we do study everything beforehand, or at least most of us do. And so there's some time involved in it, time and effort that we do. And I think talking to other villages like Lake Moore, Glenview and things like that, most of those villages, in fact, all of those villages that I've talked to have always compensated the board members or commission members. I don't think we'd be, in fact, I know Lake Moore gets $55 a meeting compared to the office, so we're not paid high. That's one of the things I want to say. Other than that, that's about it.
Thank you.
I think part of the discussion came from we do have some commissions that are unpaid, and that's where we got into.
Okay.
Is it fair that some are and some aren't, or which way is the board's pleasure to go with it?
Or we don't meet that often, so it's not like it's a real big expense. I mean, if the economy turns around, I would imagine someday it will. We're hopeful that we'll be meeting more often, but then again, the tax revenue would be better at that point, too, I hope.
Those are some of the same discussions that the board has had over the last couple of weeks as well. So.
Right.
Any other comments?
Sorry, if I could, did you get some emails on that topic? Sure. Did I pass it on the board?
I did send an email, but I didn't really actually, some didn't send it, some didn't. So, here's the comments. I did receive the email, 3 Plan Commission members and 1 ARC member. Of course, I said that thank you for the invite and wish I could be here, but in the event that we need to there you go. We have enough. There you go. Here you go, Trace.
For me to help the village I call home. As our village grows and the economy Thursday week, I don't believe that either elected officials or appointed commissioner should be compensated for their service. And we have one from Ken Hotsubish. Good morning, everyone. The Round Lake Board trustees discussing the compensation for ARC and the Plant Commission Zoning Board of Appeals. They have discussed removing compensation or keeping it in place, and they are also interested in your perspectives on the issue. The board will be discussing the issue.
That's
you. Okay, this is the email that went out to everyone. Took me a while to get there. Gotcha. So that's what went out. And then the next one, Mary Berry. I don't need to be compensated for serving on a commission. It is my pleasure. This is the community, and I'm more than happy to serve without compensation. I have no issue with it being removed. John Kutnick. So thanks. I will pull it on my calendar. Hope to be there. In case I'm not, here are my thoughts. I would like to continue to donate my time to the village to serve to on the commission regardless of the level of my compensation, even if it was zero. When I first volunteered for the PCZBOA, I had no idea that it was any compensation at all. I was surprised to find out it paid anything at all. To me, the money is insignificant and has no impact on my willingness to serve the community. If it will help the board balance the budget and keep tax levies low, I would gladly go for any further I would gladly forego any further compensation. Those are the three. One more. Okay. Mark, I hope all is well. I was planning on attending, but now I cannot. Here are my thoughts on the subject. When I was first appointed to the ARC board, I did not expect the position, did not accept the position because of the money, and the money is not an issue now. I do feel we should be compensated for the position since we are giving our opinion and expertise. It is the savings going to really impact the village? Is the savings going to really impact the village? I would ask the board to consider to stop, or if the consideration to stop compensating ARC and zoning. They also look at themselves and eliminating their compensation as well. I would think that what they get paid would make a large impact on the village we all live in. I have heard this has been an issue for over a year. I would think we should be working on helping to lower taxes, economic development, supporting staff, and not taking all this time for a few $100 per board per month. Please let me know if I can provide any other insight.
Who is that?
Paul. Hollingsworth.
So you can do it. So
together.
And personally, I don't have the paperwork, and I don't know if anybody else does. Do you remember how many boards were made?
Planning Commission, the Zoning Board of Appeals, and ARC.
There's two.
That's correct.
Do you remember if you had to say what you did in 2011, how many meetings you attended?
I don't recall, four or five.
And yeah, how much? 35.
35.
And how many members?
You know, the president of that board, or the chair of that board?
I guess 50, I think.
Right.
It's only been five.
Okay.
Was that the board changed that membership from the five existing members? And so five would be?
Four, 35, and one is 50.
55 for the chairman, and what for the others? 55 for chair, 40 for each commission member. ARC. Cole, second.
So it's like with the planning commission and zoning board and with ARC, there have been application fees involved that help to cover some of the expenses. So that was part of the logic of why they were paying commissions. It's not a scene.
Did you know, Steve, that balance, or we think we're going on the list to do that?
I don't know how much you had to do with it up here.
It depends on the project, what the things are.
Yes.
I think we looked into ordinances, what needs to be changed, and will we be bringing options to the board? When will that be available?
Yeah. And ready to go over next meeting?
Yeah, they are.
They have a lot of, no one requests.
Is this another situation where we have to, or where we want to have a public hearing of any kind? Is it not required for games? For games?
No, because the actual adjustments to our ordinance are just to remove some inconsistencies. Right. I mean, right now we have video filter, video board machine, they're all in town, or video on news we need to clarify that if the board chooses to, that doesn't include video game machines as called for over the end.
It's confusing because we do currently exempt anything that's per state, but it's hard to exempt something that you said is not exempt.
That's why. It was really a housekeeping issue to make it clear that it's permanent. But it's a big mess.
So if we could let people know that at our next committee of the whole, there will be discussion on it. If people have either view, come and make their views known. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Thank you.